Arizona Public Media's week-long series, Matters of Principle, is looking at a year in school leadership through the eyes of a new and a retiring principal. By this point, it's been a couple of months since school started, and many in education are anxious about the results of the November elections and education funding. And both principals are also facing other challenges. Fernanda Echavarri brings us part two in this series.
Hello.
Jim Heinzelman has been a school principal for about 10 weeks by now. Last time we visited him, he was running around the first day of school in 100-degree weather. He's now settled in his office, where he has a large fish tank and two big jars full of chocolate.
Who can help me?
As he visits from classroom to classroom, many students now recognize him and call out his name. Some of them inquire about his colorful ties that feature images of Sesame Street, Scooby-Doo, and the Looney Tunes. He says in the last couple of months, his confidence level has increased a little bit.
But you still have those days of self-doubt.
His school, Sapori Elementary, is in the Sahuarita Unified School District. He has a little less than 200 students enrolled, and more than 80% of them qualify for free or reduced-price meals. The rural campus is in Amado, Arizona, and Jim commutes an hour each way every day from his home in Tucson. He says one thing they didn't teach him while preparing to become a principal was just how much the dynamics would change once he sat in that office.
It's horribly lonely, especially when, you know, at the other campuses, the schools are close together. I mean, they're less than half a mile. Some of them, I mean, you can quite literally walk to them in 3 minutes. Down here, it's not the case.
Jim even has a different lunch routine.
One day I thought, okay, everybody's eating lunch and everybody eats lunch in the teacher's lounge. And I walked in there and I was reminded very quickly that, you know, that probably wasn't my place. I mean, I get it. I've been the teacher and, you know, principal walks in and they get quiet. I just never been on the other side, on the receiving end, and thought, oh my gosh, how lonely is that?
Lisa McCorkle agrees with Jim and says that in her 12 years as a school principal in the Tucson Unified School District, she has experienced some of that loneliness.
You don't really have anyone that you can talk with about issues because you have to maintain that professionalism. It's hard. Now, you have those curriculum conversations with teachers and they come to you. And my guess is for Jim, though, in time, he's going to continue to build those relationships where the teachers will feel safe to come to talk with him about things. And that takes a few years.
Lisa is retiring from Dietz Elementary School in June. And although she hasn't met Jim, whose school is in another district 50 miles away, she remembers struggling as a new principal. Jim says as the school year progresses, he has been slowly building relationships with his teachers and staff.
It's interesting becoming a principal. I've really become a counselor because I hear everything from my dog got ran over this morning to, you know, I just found out I have cancer.
It's now the end of October, and Election Day is just around the corner. Some issues on the ballot are poised to change public education in Arizona. Jim says his teachers are mostly concerned with the outcome of Proposition 204, the permanent extension of the 1 cent sales tax that had been funding public education in Arizona for a few years.
Their concern is, what are we going to do? How are we going to find the funds to help the kids out if, you know, we don't have the funding currently?
The 1 cent sales tax extension would end up failing. During the same time, Lisa McCorkle, the principal at Dietz, is wondering what will happen to her school because TUSD is facing a $17 million deficit and has proposed shutting down multiple schools.
We're all just kind of waiting because this is our 50th year being a school. And we decided as a staff that before we had that 50th celebration, we wanted to know what the future was for here.
Dietz did not end up on TUSD's list of closures, and the school's 50th year anniversary celebration would happen months later.
Mackenzie, stop.
Lisa says by this time in the school year, behavioral issues are starting to become more frequent as kids get closer to winter break.
The worst thing for me is discipline. When you have extreme discipline cases and your day has been consumed with that, I will sometime at home say, what am I doing? Do I want to leave tomorrow, you know? I mean, that even happens for experienced principals.
This year, there is one case that is particularly troubling Lisa. One of her students is not responding to the many approaches she and district staff are trying.
Usually there's something, and so you can get some short-term success, but we haven't been able to find that. So I think that has been kind of a surprise to me.
About 15 years ago, when Lisa was a teacher, she says there was less one-on-one interaction between principals and students. Lisa says because she knows her students so well, saying goodbye at the end of the school year will be painful. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.
Tune in tomorrow morning to hear about how these two principals adjust to change in the spring semester. We also get a close look at the relationships between principals and students.